Marty Lurie here on Memories of the Game with Terry Cashman. And Terry, what makes baseball different than all the other sports really are the stories of the game that connect the generations of fans. You have connected generations of baseball fans in an amazing way with your songs. Tell me about how it all started.
Well, it really started with Willie Mickey and the Duke, you know, talking baseball, which was the first one I wrote. And, you know, I thought that that would be it. But just one thing led to another, and I kept being asked to write songs about this or that, and I did it, and I said that would be the last one, and it just never has been. I just kept doing it to the point now where, you know, it's something that I do all the time and I love doing.
Terry Cashman, our guest here on Memories of the Game. Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, it just, I mean, it warms everybody up every time you hear it. How did it come together? How did the actual song come together?
Well, it was actually from inspired by a picture that was taken of the three of them at Shea Stadium at an old-timers day. And I saw this picture of their numbers as they walked in from, you know, introduced in center field. And I said, there's got to be a song in this. And one day it just came out of me.
Who is your favorite of the three?
Oh, Willie. Willie, I was 10 years old when he came up, and I loved him, you know, just the joy that he played the game with, and, you know, his great talent. I was a big fan of Willie's right from the beginning.
What are your remembrances of Mickey and the Duke?
Oh, well, they were great players. They just played for the wrong team. You know, they were both. Mickey Mantle was the scariest hitter that, you know, I've ever seen. He's such power from both sides, and Duke Snider, you know, for 4 or 5 years was as good as Willie and Mickey, you know. He doesn't get the, you know, the notoriety that they do. But for 4 or 5 years in the middle 50s, he hit 40 home runs every year, and he could run and he could field.
Tell me about some of the other songs that have come out of this, because, as I say, balladeer of baseball, it's such a wonderful part of the game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the next song I wrote was a song called Cooperstown, the town where baseball lives, and I sang that at the induction in 1983. And, you know, since then, I mean, I've just written, you know, saw it on the radio, which is one of my favorites. And recently, all my baseball songs have been optioned and put in. Actually, it's written. The play is written. It's going to be a musical called Passing It On, which should be up someplace next spring they're aiming for. So that'll be a thrill if that happens.
Cooperstown always brings special memories back. How about your memories of being in Cooperstown?
Well, it was one of the great thrills. You know, Hank Aaron and Frank Robinson were being inducted, and I sang Willie, Mickey, and the Duke, and, you know, I got a pretty big ovation for that. And then I introduced the new song that I had written about Cooperstown, and I had a hard time. I was almost crying. My emotions were so high, you know, at the honor of being there and singing the song, and you could hear a pin drop, and it was just wonderful. And I turned around, and there was Joe DiMaggio with his hand out, you know, to shake my hand. So that's pretty big stuff.
Ever get reactions from Willie Mays or the late Mickey Mantle or Duke Snider?
Absolutely. They love the song, which I'm so thrilled about. And they all have been terrific to me. You know, Willie today, you know, he came up to me and he grabbed me. He says, "You can hear to sing?" I said, "Yeah, I got a new song." He said, "Whoa, that's great. I'm going to listen real hard." You know, so it's just been, they like being in that triplet, you know, that means something to them. And Willie said at a dinner one time in New York that he thanked me for putting him with Duke and Mickey because, you know, he couldn't be with two better guys. Which, you know, is class, you know, just a class thing to say.
Terry Cashman, our guest, what does all this mean to you to have this exalted position in baseball? It's really pretty nice.
Oh, I think it's unique. I don't know how exalted it is, but if the fans like it and they understand, you know, that I love baseball a lot and that I write pretty good songs, and if they can enjoy them and they get, you know, some knowledge, you know, through the songs and some great feelings about, you know, baseball and what it means to fathers and sons and fathers and mothers and daughters and all that, that's what it's all about. And I think it's a very important part of our culture, and I'm glad that I can, you know, stimulate more love of the game.
Special baseball memory for you, baseball moment that stands out in your mind?
There's so many of them. I'd have to say Bobby Thompson's home run in 1951. You know, that was just so unbelievable. And I was 10 years old, and, you know, Willie was on deck. And he always says he's glad that Bobby hit the home run so he didn't have to get up. But I think that's one of the seminal moments in baseball history.
Pleasure having you on Memories of the Game. You do have a spot in baseball history, and you handle it well. Thanks so much, Terry.
Thank you, Marty. It's my pleasure.